The researchers created a mouse model of diabetic retinopathy, the first such model to cause the disease the same way it develops in most people, by eating a high-fat diet. In fact, first author Rithrik Rajagopal says the original goal of the study was mainly to develop a better animal model. He says the most common animal models of the disorder have some problems.
The most common one uses a toxin to poison the beta cells to stop them from secreting insulin. And it works really well to make the mice deficient in insulin. But the problem is that the toxin also has collateral effects. And one of them is neurotoxicity. So we didn't think that was going to be very good when we wanted to study a neurologic tissue like the retina.
Rajagopal, an ophthalmologist at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, says some 30 million people in the U.S. have diabetes, and a large percentage also develop retinopathy. He says in the experiments with mice, it took a long time before the high-fat diet caused vision problems or blood vessel damage in the retina, but that turned out to be a good thing.
They developed disease so slowly that we could unmask very different stages of disease. And so they initially went through this phase where they developed functional problems, which we think are primarily due to defects in the way the neurons and the glia are working in the retina. And then eventually they developed vascular disease that was typical of mouse and human retinopathy.
Most therapies for diabetic retinopathy concentrate on treating that vascular damage. But as the mice developed the condition, Rajagopal and his colleague Clay Semenkovich found that damage to nerve cells in the eye preceded the blood vessel damage.
There is evidence that people with diabetes go through a phase that probably reflects early neuronal injury. But this has been ignored because the dogma is that this is a blood vessel disease, so nerves shouldn't be involved.
But in this study, the nerves were damaged first, which Semenkovich says could mean that some therapies for diabetic retinopathy should target nerve damage rather than blood vessel damage. And he says those therapies could begin earlier in the course of the disorder when the nerve damage begins.
And then truly profound implications of this study is the fact that neuronal injury may occur early. People knew about this a long time ago, but have kind of forgotten it. And now we have an animal model that allows us to develop mechanistic-based therapies that can decrease suffering.
And Rajagopal says using this mouse model could potentially pay big dividends for people with diabetic retinopathy due to the fact that the disease progresses in the mice in a very similar way to the way it progresses in people.
And so our mouse is actually the first diabetic retinopathy model to recapitulate exactly what we think happens in humans.
Rajagopal and Semenkovich published their findings in the journal Diabetes. I'm Jim Dryden.